Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week were something for the record book. On Monday, the first state, Iowa, held their primary to begin the selection process of choosing a Democratic candidate to run against President Trump this fall. Then on Tuesday, President Trump gave his State of the Union address to lay out his priorities for the year. And on Wednesday, the Senate put a knife in the Democrats' effort to impeach President Trump. And with President acquitted, it's time for the Congress to go to work. President Trump has been under constant assault by his political critics for 3.5 years, and now that the election process has kicked off, politics will dominate. I don't expect that we can get much done. I know the president wants to negotiate some kind of a trade deal with the UK and the European Union, and that won't be easy with the EU. They have one of the most unfair, market-distorting ag support systems of any developed country. Can you believe that the European Union spends 40% of their money on farm subsidies? They have a long list of tariffs on ag products, not to mention their non-tariff barriers. It's about time for someone to take them on. The year the president wants to get started on repairing our nation's infrastructure. And that won't be easy, but we desperately need to get started. But let's not break the bank in the process. We don't want to add more to our national debt. We are projected to end this year at $1.02 trillion in the red. And we're expected to continue piling on more than $1 trillion in new debt every year for the foreseeable future. Our economy is thriving. Our workers enjoy a blue-collar boom with record low unemployment, rising wages. But we just need to get control of spending like a farmer must do or any family must do. Excessive debt is a dangerous road to ride, so let's take our foot off the gas. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.